Okay, Ellie's giving me the sign. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see who we have. Simcha Leib. I think Simcha Leib could be a co-host today. Even though he's only been Simcha Leib the beginning of this year. Last year he was Simcha, but still qualifies. And the Leib is not a different chalos, it's just like an addition. Right, Simcha? You agree?
Yes.
Okay, so you're our co-host. Okay, and let's see. Well, Avram, of course, is our perennial co-host. Okay. Okay. Are there other people who need to be let in?
If there are, well, they'll pop up on the screen and we'll let them in.
Okay, great. You know, you can practice, you know, your discretion. Two of you, both of you. And if there's like a conflict, you know, I'll be happy to, you know, cast the deciding vote. Okay. Let's start with Psachim, and then we'll see how much time we have to do, speak more about Kippur. This is our last year before the break. After we return, we'll see what the, you know, situation is. But either way, we once we start again, we'll probably be going straight. I'll probably have a few more words to say about Tarovus Chametz because we're probably not going to finish everything. But mostly, we're starting. We'll be back on going straight from that base. The first topic, just to try to figure out the other views of Rashi, in terms of Bedika being possibly Kiyum Daraisa, Chametz Sheni Yadua, or an alternative to Bittul. So look at the, you know, for that, just already start looking at the Ran, the Maram Chalava, and some of the other, I'll give you some Armakomas for that also. We'll talk about that briefly, and then we want to just go through the Shaka Vitaria and just hit a few smaller issues from Bav Beis through Dav Dalid, as I say, and then after that, the next big topics will be on Dav Dalid, the issues of the Hagdara of Bittul, and again, connected to these questions, Bedika Bittul, Bal Yira, in the beginning, and then moving forward through the topics, but mostly we're going to end our Hakdama pretty much today, or for a few minutes in the beginning of the next year. That is the plan, and you know, hopefully we'll be, you know, back on campus for a lot of people, but we'll see, you know, what the reality is, you know, at that point in time. Very briefly on
are we doing a
sukkah about Zoom? The rash? I'm sorry, somebody had a question.
Are we doing a sukkah Zoom?
I'm sorry.
Are we doing a sukkah Zoom?
Oh. We could do a sukkah Zoom. I'm trying to think out. Yeah, maybe we should. I think we did a Pesach one, right?
Yeah, the Pesach one was great.
Okay, great. So let's do it. Again, I'm not going to be home, but that doesn't matter for Zoom. So let's do Motzei. It's always good to do Motzei, right? That's what we did. That's what we do in person. So we'll try to do that also, you know, virtually. So let us do that. And that would be, what is it? It's Shabbos Sunday, the 2 days of Yom Tov again. Same. So that would be Motzai Yom Tov. And I'm going to be actually in St. Louis. So what's the time difference? That's an hour.
Yeah, it's an hour.
It's an hour. So let us, so what should we, what's the time that we should do? When is Yom? What's that? I'll be finished an hour later. Yeah. Okay. So do we know what the timing is anywhere? No. So let's assume, let's just assume like 2 hours. Is that okay? Yeah. 2 hours after Yom Tov. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll send out something. Right, to be more precise. Let's keep it just for, you know, to avoid complications. You know, let's assume, we'll, you know, New York time. we'll send out. Right? Natan, that's okay with you?
Perfect. I'm looking forward.
You also have an hour, right? No.
No.
No, you're the same.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So who else? The Chicago people have an hour. What about Cleveland? Eitan?
No, same time zone.
Same as New York. Okay, yeah. Let's assume 2 hours after New York Motzah Yom Tov, approximately. But we'll give an exact time. All right? Avram? We'll be in touch. Yeah. Okay. So let's discuss Tarov Eschan. Before we do, I want to say something about the Rash in Tfuyom, because I thought I'd be able to discuss it more in the context of Yom Kippur, but let's just very briefly 3 points in the Rash in Tful Yom to think about, and then let's go back to Tarov Eschametz, and then we'll try to finish off a little bit at least, or add to our discussion of Sir Mishaleach and Itzumo Shel Yom and Ilchus Tshuva. Okay, that's the agenda for today. So let's begin. So with regard to the Rash in Tful Yom, that's just 3 points. So in the Rash here, in the beginning of Psachim, again, we already noted that's a huge find because you have the Shakla Vitaria, interesting suggestions, which are kind of, in the later Balei Tosis, were pretty much, whatever was discarded or even some of the extra discussions were kind of eliminated from the presentation. But the Rash is a window into the early thinking of the Balei Tosis and some shitas that some of the Balei Tosis actually adopted. So you have Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, the Rash, and these views. One of the things that stood out was the Rash's view that Chatzi Shir, Asar Min HaTorah, seems to be akin. It seems to be very much part of the story of the Iser Shalom V'Gamor. Now, I'm not saying, that it's Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi, as presented in the Mishnah Melech and his Perush on the Smag, which is that Chatzi Shir is the Iser Gamor, absent the Onish. I'm not saying you have to go that far, but it does sound like the Rash here in the beginning of Psachim thinks that fundamentally it's the same Iser. And that's why he was saying that the Chiddush of Heter Mitztarif L'Iser, that you're going to get Malkus, that's something that you need, but that's not because you need a ribui to teach you that Taroves, Chametz per se is Asur, right? It's just to teach you the Malkus part, and therefore there's no reason why there shouldn't be Ba'yira also. There might even have been implies that there might have been Ba'yira even as a result of Chatzi Shir. So I thought that was connected, and he says, after all, Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah, that if you took the view either of Chazi L'Tzitarufei's Siag D'Oraisa, or the view of a kind of Yisr Klali, or a kind of Tchila, B'Toras Tchila, or B'Toras Cheftza, one of the other suggestions that we made, then this would not be obvious at all. Especially, in the first two, which is that, it's fundamentally different as a Cheftza Shel Yisr. There is no Cheftza Shel Yisr if you say Siag D'Oraisa. And if there is a Cheftza Shel Yisr, it's an Yisr Klali, according to the second view. So this idea that, there wouldn't be a ribui to teach you Cheftza Shel Chametz, which would then require an additional ribui to tell you it's Cheftza Shel Chametz enough for Ba'yira, that wouldn't make any sense, according to the Rash. Moreover, the way the Rash was explaining Heter Mitztarif L'Iser, I thought, was Mechudash, and that is that he was basically saying that's also Chatzi Shir. That's just the Chiddush of Heter Mitztarif L'Iser is not that there's a Cheftz of Tarovas, we're going to get back to that in just a minute in our main topic, but it is that you're eating Chatzi Shir, or you're eating Cheftz Shel Iser, but since you're eating it in the context of a Maisa Achila Shel Kazayis, right, then eating Chatzi Shir that way, according to that Mandamar, is actually Chayiv Malkus too. So I thought both of those points pointed to the Rash being a a Iser Prati kind of enthusiastic Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, you know, person, the chiddush kind of being, you know, the absence of the onish, etc. So that, I think, works well with the Rash in Tevil Yom. In two, number one, the Rash in Tevil Yom has two deos, or has the discussion, whether or not Chatzi Shir works b'taroves or not. He's explicit on this point. In discussing, this is one in Perek Beis, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel is a very, very long piece. And he has the, he weighs this possibility that maybe Chatzi Shir would not apply b'taroves. The Alpha Gav the Chatzi Shir Osir Minat Torah Shemahani Mili Beine of the Day Taroves Lo. So that I think is actually the other way. I mean, why would you distinguish between Chatzi Shir, you know, b'taroves and not? Unless you think that you've diluted it too much. If you don't have the quantity and you also have, you know, a dilution in the quality, then maybe there's nothing. But more important to me is his conclusion, which is Umiyu, the way that he interprets the Gemara in Chulin, Tzadik Hesu Min Aleph, Hahu Palga de Zesa de Tarba, de Nafakli de Kula de Bisra, Mashm da Filai de Taroves, Nami Aser. Moreover, later on when he discusses the Sugim Psachim that we're doing now, he makes the following, he raises the following question according to Abaya. And that is, so again, this, the question of Taroves, Chatzi Shir b'Taroves, is a rich, issue, obviously. And that was the Radvaz's discussion of the Rambam. These seem to apply universally. We were saying, if you're going to apply it that way, only Chametz. That was the two days of the Ritva, where the Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah, b'Taroves, to explain the Rif. I don't think that's the pshat in the Rif. I'll get to, back to that in just a second. And now you have this Rash, who basically is discussing this, in Tevil Yom, although he seems to be concluding that, there is Chatzi Shir b'Taroves. Even if there's not, as I said, I think that, that could be explained in different ways. The same Rash, discusses the following question for Abaye. When the Gemara says at one point, the Gemara considered the possibility in Psachim that, Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras would only be Drabanan. Because if it was Doraisa, then the Gemara quotes the discussion. Let's say you have two kupos. You know, you have Chulin and Truma. And, you know, one piece, you know, goes into, let's say, Kazayis, Taroves of Kazayis Achilas Pras. And one piece goes into one kupa, and the other goes into the other kupa. So, it sounds like, you know, that if you hold Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, Abaye is saying, if Kazayis Achilas Pras is Lav Daraisa, then you would say what's called Shani Omer. Shani Omer is Tolin, essentially. I mean, your Tole, you project, you know, if something is only an Issa Drabanan anyway, so you project that it all worked out. It's not exactly Sveika Drabanan Lekula, but it's part of that, the satellite, we'll call it, of Sveika Drabanan Lekula. So if there, again, we'll have this on Daf Tes here in Psachim, right, with regard to Bedika and Bittel and so on. Like if you, you know, if you have a piece of Chametz and it went into a house, you know, and then you have something that's not Chametz and went into a house, you don't know, and one house was already, you know, Nivdak and the other house was not. Do you say Sha'ani Omer? Are you Tola, you know, Lechumah, or are you Tola Lekula? So the Gemara seems to say that, according to Abaya, that if you hold Kzai Sechilus Pras Lav Doraisa, then you would be Tola Lekula. So the Rash asks, why should that be? Either way, right, even if Kazai Stachilus Pras is only Drabanan, right, nonetheless, there's Chatzi Shir. And if there's Chatzi Shir, then why do you say Shani Omer? Why are you Tola? Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah. That's the Rash's question. Of course, it assumes the conclusion, which is that Chatzi Shir applies even in Taroves. That's fine. But the second assumption that it makes is that if Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah, right, then you will not say, you know, Tolin. Okay. I mean, that's a reasonable conclusion, Katsunisa Doraisa. But all I want to say is that if Chatzi Shir is a Siag Doraisa, right, or even if it's an Isar Klali, in other words, if it's something less than the real Chefza Shel Isar, then would you be Tola, you know, that it's Dimua? Right? And would you be even Tola at all? Meaning the whole question of Safek Chatzi Shir is also an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Moshe Lama Dover Dome, the discussion in the Rishonim, whether or not Chatzi Shir, even if it's Daraisa, is considered to be Mujba V'Omed Mihar Sinai. Right? If we say, you know, like the Radvaz and others, right? Was it the Radvaz? Or am I getting mixed up? I think it was Radvaz. Was it Radvaz or Kesel Mishnah? Whichever one, who said that, well, since it's learned out from a drasha, and it's not the real essence, so it's not Mujba V'Omed. That's a special din of Mujba V'Omed, or that's a way of saying it has an in-between. There could be a special din in Mujba V'Omed that, you know, that's only if it's Mefurash Bakra that it's Mujba V'Omed. But if it's more of a din, which we find in other contexts as well, we had it last year with regard to Trefas, that things learned out from a drasha are on a lower level in the hierarchy, and that even that their Suffolk actually may be Lakula. So the din of Tolin, you know, does that, as long as it's not the Iser Prati is what I'm trying to say, it's not so pashut that you would say Tolin. But the Rash pretty much assumes that Chatzi Shir is the Iser Prati. And similarly, earlier, when the Rash is discussing Abaya, in that same piece, just the third one, he says the following. Bimtomar Labaya Hecheloki Bekazayas Hamishres Benazir Ksiv Vibais Lamel of Shari Suraminazir the Kavakomar Ein Mazir Minadin Od Muchachasam Rab Yochan and Gufe Lilav the Nazir Vachata Snakes of Nabam Kiachad Havialfina Koli Surin Shabitora Ul Inyan Mai Havialif Ilin Yan Malkis Ein Mazir Minadin Ilin Yan Isar Belot Sir of Heter Nami the Amrab Yochanan Chatzishir Asur Minat Torah. Meaning, what's the point, right? If we're not talking about Balkis, then what do you need Heter Mitzdarif L'Iser for? Even without the Heter Mitzdarif L'Iser, there's a din of Chatzishir. So is the only difference between Heter Mitzdarif L'Iser and Chatzishir the Onesh? Again, remember, the Mandam or Hetem Itzar Fleiser, you know, has a certain perspective. He either thinks that the Chafza Shel Tarovis Ki'ilu turns into its Nefach Lios Ha'iser, because of Tam Ki'ikar, right? Even Legabi Malkus. Or, like the Rash presented it earlier, this is, I think, Lishitoso, it's more like Chatzi Shir, when you also read a Kazayas Bivasachas, you know, is kind of Malkus. The point being, if the din of Chatzi Shir is qualitatively different because it's only a Siag Daraisa, which means that fundamentally it's nothing, or that the significance is only in terms of what it may, you know, unwittingly lead you to, but in itself is intrinsically nothing, or it is intrinsic, but it's not intrinsic as an Iser Prati, it's a din of Klali. And if it's Tchila, then I think here also it's an open question, or Achilas Achefza, but you need Achilas Agabra, whatever. So is it true to say that Herter Mitzdaref Le'Iser, you know, is on an Iser level is no different than Chatzi Shir? But I think this is the Rash double Lishitaso. Number one, it's a Lishitaso of his view of Herter Mitzdaref Le'Iser. And number two, it's his view, it's Lishitaso of his view of Chatzi Shir. If it isn't Iser Prati, and especially the Rash and Psachim, he was saying, you know, the Onesh, you know, true, but, you know, not consequential enough. So if that's the Rosh, then we can understand the Shakla V'Tarya in the Tevil Yom as well. So I think there's a lot to talk about in the in this Rosh, and I think he highlights a certain view. Again, you know, and it's important in that respect. Regarding Chatzis Shir, just one other point with regard to Yom Kippur, there's a lot to talk about. I don't think we'll get a chance to talk about this part of it. But just two things very quickly. One is, you know, if we get back to it later, I'll speak more about it. But the point I was trying to make about Chatzis Shir and Yom Kippur the other day, and the Yerushalmi, and so on, is that typically, right, the standard view to read the Yerushalmi, you know, is that we are machmir in Yom Kippur, right? And the explanation is probably because the Shir isn't achila, it's yisuvei daite. Maybe also, you know, that there is no chefta shaliser, but it's achila sagabra, maybe. It's pure achila sagabra. Either way, the point of the Yerushalmi seems to be machmir. I mentioned that the Sefer HaChinuch seems to have the opposite view, and that is that we're actually mekel in Chatzis Shir and Yom Kippur with regard to Kol HaMasukan, Kol HaShein HaMasukan, and so on. But the bigger point I wanted to make was, if you stand back and you think about it, if assuming that the basis for being machmir and Yom Kippur is the fact that the Shir is different, the Shir being different is a Kula, not a Chumrah. That's the point I was trying to make. Meaning you need kikosevas agasa, I mean you need to eat more on Yom Kippur to violate. So once again, we encounter, you know, this kind of an issue where, you know, you seem to have a conflict or contradiction in the hierarchy of things. Because on the one hand, you have chumras and kulas. But if basically what we're saying is that it's simply different, and there are kulas and chumras, and that makes sense. So I think in Yom Kippur, the idea is that the nisem, you know, is certainly not a standard isur achila, not lakula, not lakumra. And just to add a little bit, if we have a chance, we'll get back to it later on, the mitzvah v'nisem is a mitzvah saseh, the way it's written in the Torah. This is part of a larger topic, but ad kedei kach, that the Gemara in Yoman, Pe'alef Amud Aleph, makes the ha'ara that there's no azhara for v'nisem. Right? Normally we say, ein onchin elim kein mazhirin. But there's no azhara in the Torah before the onesh. And that's very strange. So the Gemara in Yoman, Pe'alef Amud Aleph, very, very fascinating. Shakla V'Tarya, Reish Lakish, Yoch, and others, basically says, well, because there's no way to write it. You know? So then the Gemara says, there really is no way to write it. Why can't you say, you can't say lo su'uneh. You can't say, hishomer pen, you know? Basically, the Gemara says, yeah, I mean, probably could have figured out ways. So the broader idea, and there's a Gemara on earlier on Pei Amud Aleph also, the Gemara says, shina kasuv, that the language the Torah uses is different in Yom Kippur because it doesn't use the language of Achila. And therefore, Shina, you know, Shiuro to Koseva Sagasa. So again, one way to look at all of this is to say in Yom Kippur that, you know, the Torah is being Megala Milsa. Basically, it's an Isra Achila, despite the differences of it, including all Heftzas and so on and so forth. But it's an Isra Achila. But the Shir is more Kal. In order to get the more chomer onesh, maybe, you know, you need to eat, you know, more of it. But basically, it's an isra achila. And then you would plug it into the regular dinim of achila, mostly. And indeed, that is the view, certainly, of many of the achronim. Again, the discussions of, you know, why does the Gemara say shina hakasuv and shina l'shiure? Why don't they say shina kasuv and shina for other things? Like Hanos Grono or Hanos Me'ayim or Shalok Kederech. These are questions that Achronim ask, Shagasarim and Chaschinuch. Basically, they're being medayik that the Gemara only said Shina L'Shiure because they're assuming that it's an adjustment on Yisra Achila. However, what I would prefer to think is that what the Gemara is really saying is an example. What the Gemara is saying is, there's no Yisrachil on Yom Kippur. There's a Chiyuv Inisim. And that is Kulas and that is Chumras. It's more of an experience than a Ma'is Aveira. You have to be in a state of the Inisim. That state is undermined easily. That's a Din of Chatzi Shir, Moda Resh Lakish. In order to completely, disrupt it, right? For that, you need a level of Yisuvei Daite, which is actually Lahakel. But to disrupt it somewhat, that already you accomplish simply through a Chatzishir. So the Kul and the Chumra are the same. And the answer, what else might this affect in terms of, Shalom Kederech, the details of the Chatzishir, the details of the Tziruf, I'll get back to that soon, other things, just because Gemara gave one example, if it's an exemplification of a different process, then there'll be other examples, right? Whereas if you're just building on, this is an achila with an adjustment, then it's kind of ein lecha bo lechidusha. In light of that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's ha'ara, that maybe kezias matters here, becomes much more intriguing, because maybe kezias is totally irrelevant to Yom Kippur. If it's achila plus or achila minus, but it's mostly achila, then you could say, but okay, kezias matters. But if it's not achila at all, then that's a different story. Now, this is a very important issue because, getting back to, so I can make part of the Yom Kippur point if I don't get back to it. Again, I think it's very important that the Torah didn't formulate an Iser, an Azhara, a Lav. Again, there are two ways to understand the Shalka Vatari, the Gemara. The Gemara itself is, says, makes the point, and then the Gemara tries to explain, why. And, like the Torah couldn't figure out a way to say it, without misleading you in some other way. That's one way to read the Gemara in Pei Aleph in Yoma. What I prefer to think is that Lamaskana, the Torah Shebichsav, is revealing the Mechayiv of the real idea of B'nisim es nafsho seichem on Yom Kippur. And what it's telling us is that it is a mitzvah, not an Iser. Of course, you get an onesh. It's not so far from, but it isn't exactly, Bris Mila and Korban Pesach, in Mitzvah Saseh Sheish Bakaris. I'm just kind of saying it's very close to that. Meaning the reason you get your Kares is because you ignored this opportunity, to demonstrate on this day, that you have the capacity to live, according to the rules of Kulal Hashem, and that is inspirational and aspirational, for you. So it's fascinating that Rabbi Sajagon only counts a mitzvah saseh of v'nisem and no lav. It's also methodologically typical. I don't want to go into that right now. But the Rambam counts an asay and a lav. But the Rambam starts pretty much Yochel Shvisa Sasar by telling you, or this part of it, that usually, Einon Shinom Kein Mazirin. And here, since Onshin, so there's like a virtual, a Zoom Mazirin, I guess. In fact, it's only Mefurish Bakra that there's an essay. So I think the idea that Chatzishir is Asur, even according to Reish Lakish, is consistent with that. And it's based on this idea of the Kiyum of Inisim. Of Inisim is an opportunity. And all Yom Kippur pretty much is an opportunity, not the burden, that you're fasting, you're davening all day, instead of seeing that as a challenging, daunting, task, we should be seeing is it as something very heady, and something very, an opportunity, essentially. And the Torah Shebichsav represents that. And I think that the Torah Shebaalpeh does as well. In light of this, I think it's intriguing to revisit, I think what I mentioned the other day, the Rav used to say in the name of his father that if you eat Pachas Mikashir on Yom Kippur, could you get an Aliyah according to those poskim who think that if you're no longer fasting, you know, that you can't get an aliyah. Or maybe you're mechalik between, Rabbi Kivager was mechalik between the mincha part and the shachris, kriyas haTorah. That's why we have different tune, you know, you do the yontif one in the morning and you do, you know, regular in the afternoon. It's more like a tinus or so. That itself, I think, is a very controversial issue. Anyways, but the way that the Rav said in the name of his father was, this depends whether Chatzi Shir is an Isur Klali or an Isur Prati. Because if it's only an Isur Klali, then, you still, you know, have the kiyum of Yinisim Esnafsir Sechem. You just violated Chatzi Shir, that's all. But I'm wondering, again, if you take the Gemara, the Bavli, in Yuma, then, you know, whatever you say about Chatzi Shir generally, you should say that too. I'm just wondering, in light of the Yerushalmi, that Modi Reish Lakish, you know, that if indeed it's because of, you know, Yisuve Daite, and that itself, even though it's a Chumra here, fits in with the Kula Vachilagasa, because it's the experience, you know, and the opportunity of Vinisa Misnaf Shosechem, then that would be a reason to think that Dafka, it's not an Isur Klali on Yom Kippur, even if it is an Isur Klali in other contexts. One other thing just to mention very quickly,
Rabbi,
to our other topic, which I do want to get back to in the end,
Rabbi,
that is an interesting discussion in the Mishnah Melech. Does somebody have a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it fitting with that Mahalach that the Rambam goes out of his way to quote Chatzi Shir in the context of Yom Kippurim? It's the only place, along with Chametz Matzah, that he explicitly addresses.
And the way he does it.
And he has like a double emphasis on the fact that there's no Karis. Like, it seems to be that he is like being receptive to it.
I was just about to say that. I wanted to make 2 points in the Rambam. But 100%. You have the language in Shvi'as HaSasar?
Yeah. He says there in Beis Gimel, Achol Shasa Pachos Mishir Zeh, Eino Chayv Karis, Afal Pishu Aser Min HaTorah B'chatzi Shir, Ein Chayav in Karis El Al Kishir. Va'ochel Shosa Chatzi Shir, Makanos O'Makas Mardos.
Yeah. So again, there's nothing there that he says that is explicitly different, but it's rare outside of Macholos Asuros, and again, Chametz Matzah is Prati, and the fact that he, I think is what you just said, you know, explicitly excludes kares, all that makes it sound like the Rambam feels that Chatzi Shir in V'Nisem is more prominent and more prati, especially if it's true that outside of Chametz and maybe this one, he generally does say that it's klali based on the Rambams in Shavuos and the need for the prati Makar, and so on. And the fact that the Rambam in general, as we know, was influenced by Yerushalmis, may be relevant here too. So I absolutely do think that. On the other hand, this the kind of also makes very intriguing the following interesting issue. And that is that the Mishnah Melech points out in Hilchos Tshuva, he makes reference in Hilchos Tshuva to what he really wrote more extensively in Hilchos Shkagos, which I hope to get back to in the Yom Kippur part of this year to finish up our previous topic. But in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, or Halacha Tesen Yud in Hilchos Shkagos, you have a very long Mishnah Melech that is hinted at in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel, and that is, does Yom Kippur mechaper? Does the Tzuma Shel Yom Kippur mechaper on the Isur of Chatzi Shir? Right? Now, let's say the person ate Chatzi Shir before the end of Yom Kippur, and then Toch Kedei, this seems to be the case, and then Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, right, he completed, you know, his Achila, you know, after Yom Kippur. In that case, will you say that Itzumo Shoyom, like, is Mechaper, you know, or not? Let's say he did it by accident or whatever. So the Mishnah Melech, you know, tries to prove, and what would be the consequence? The consequence would be that you would break it up. Right? So actually, there could be two interesting cases here. And I'm not going to elaborate, but one is if you eat Chafzah Shel Iser, right, and then you continue when you eat the Shir Shalem afterwards. And the other would be just simply Achila B'Yom Kippur itself. Right, and there might be reasons in both directions to be mechalek between these two cases. And Kedei Achilas Pras, you know, you just finished eating. Anyway, the Mishnah Melech wants to suggest that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and Chatzi Shir. But the question is, why should that be? If anything, I'm going to continue the argument when we get to our Yom Kippur side, we're just merging them a little bit, is that Yitzuah Sheyom Mechaper is a broad Mechaper. Maybe for Dvarim Klalim, it actually, you know, is a better Mechaper. You know, so why not, you know, the Achila of Yom Kippur? Maybe the answer is, again, if it's midin chazil, it's tarufe, or it's midin, even if it's in midin yisr klali, what you might say is that if you complete the shir, especially if you eat, let's say, chalev at the end of Yom Kippur, and you eat chatzi shir, you know, and then you complete it, once you've completed it, you know, igloi milsa, that you've eaten the prati, maybe you do get kapara. The raya that he brings, you know, is that, you know, seems to indicate that there's no kapara. Maybe you get kapara on the klali, right? But you don't get kapara on the prati because there are two different things that are happening at the same time. But I also think that this also may depend on whether or not Itzumo Shoyom is mechaper on Yom Kippur violations themselves, right? Vinisem, or Isur Malacha, something that the Gemara discusses in Krisus, Andav Zayin Amid Aleph, and the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel, right? The Havamina, that, you know, if you violate either the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Kippur, or the Malacha, or the Achila, right, then Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for that. Or maybe Yom Kippur isn't Mechaper at all for anything if you do that. That's also an interesting question. So again, if Chatzi Shir for the Rambam, you know, is of Yom Kippur, is more prati, right, because of the nature of the experience and so on, then actually that would work in perfectly as well. So these are things to think about, the overlap between Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur. Okay, now let's get back to our main topic. Let's finish with that, and then we'll try to go back a little bit to Kapara of Yom Kippur. Okay, so we were discussing Tarovis Chametz. What we have so far is that the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Mishnah Mem Beis, the Gemara Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Beis to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Pashtus of the Gemara is that the Mishnah is authored by a Yachid, Rabbi Eliezer, let's say, and the Mishnah holds that there's a new configuration called Tarovis Chametz B'Malkus, based on Kol Machmetzes, and that the Chachamim disagree. And the Chachamim disagree the Pashtus emphatically. Like if you say Potter Velo Klum, you can always say Potter. You know, when you say Potter Velo Klum, you know, that sounds, you know, more definitive. It sounds like Min HaTorah, there's nothing. And that's the Pashtus. If you want to say, oh, but there's Chatzi Shir, well, you can say maybe there's no Chatzi Shir b'tarovis. Even if you want to say Chatzi Shir, but you're saying Potter v'lo klum, again, you maybe mean Onish, or maybe, again, you mean it's Klali or Siag d'Oraisa, but it's nothing to do with Chametz. That's a Pashtus. The Gemara also says that Kazai Stachilas Pras, the Chachamim Ramoda. So, right, so the Pashtus, you learn like Rashi, and I think that's how most Rishonim learned. And that is, the Gemara doesn't mean that you're chayiv tarovitz because I say chilas pras. The Gemara means if you eat tarovitz because I say chilas pras, you're chayiv for ben, for atzmo shel chametz, because you ate right in the shir tziruf. That's a simple, simple reading of the Mishnah, the Gemara, I mean the three Gemaras, and the simple view of most of the Mefarshim Alatar. And Rabbi Elazar is based on Hetam Mitzarif Le'Isser. And I guess the Gzeres HaKosov is to teach you that Hetam Mitzarif Le'Isser applies to Chametz. It doesn't apply throughout. Now, how does that Hetam Mitzarif Le'Isser work? It sounds like it works the way it works in the other places that it works too. It could still be the two things that we discussed, a kind of Achilas HaBe'en, Pachos Mikashir, combined with Achilas Shior. You know, you can get your Achila from a different place than you get your Isser, and they can combine, but maybe not for Kares, but just for Malkus, right? Or a kind of a Chafsa Shel Taroves. That makes more sense, frankly. What normally would just be, let's say, Tam Ki'ikar, let's say here, right, is going to be a Loka, right? And that's an in-between, even though the other category is Kares. The prime category is Kares. Okay. So that is the simple pshat. Having said that, the language of the Gemara, when the Gemara, you know, originally was, you know, excited about Gzayis Techeh Achilas Pras, and it says, whoa, if it's Gzayis Techeh Achilas Pras, the Chachamim should be Model Rabbi Eliezer. So again, Rashi will just say the Gemara got excited because of the din. Meaning, if we're talking about Tziruf and Kol Tarikula, oh, okay. That wasn't a computer failure. We actually beefed up the bandwidth. That was a light just went off. But you can still see everybody? Yeah. So, you know, Rashi will say, you know, it's a little bit of a strange Shaklavataria, but, you know, don't make too much of it. It does sound linguistically like the Gemara got very excited. And then when the Gemara says, Moda Chachamim because I stay Achilas Pras, they don't mean about the din that it's not Pato Velo Klum. Because remember, according to Rashi, when the Gemara says that, it means you should be Chayiv Kares. Right? but it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. Linguistically, it sounds more like, if the conditions are Kazayis, the Achilles Pras, then wouldn't the Chachom be Moda to Rabbi Eliezer, the Jachai Malkus? Right? So if you ask me, you know, in retrospect, reconstructing, that is probably linguistically, you know, played a role in the singular sheet of the Rif and the Rama. It's like, where did they get it from? It does sound that way in the Gemara. Of course, you need to explain it. Moreover, the Gemara then goes on to say, well, then Kuta Chabavli, right, should be actually Chayiv. And then the Gemara says, well, Kuta Chabavli, you don't need a Kazayis Techilas Pras. And if you do, that's Shaloka Derech. That also is strange. I mean, what did the Gemara think about Kuta Chabavli? Like, there's a Habamina, there's some Machlokas and Metzias about how it, how much time it takes to consume a Kazayas in Kuta Chabavli. Right? Strange. Well, we'll try to show, especially in light of the Ramach in Perek Dalad, in a couple of minutes, is that maybe, I'm going to say it now, I'll tell you what I mean by the Ramach a little bit later, or hopefully you've all seen it, is that maybe what the Gemara is trying to say is something, again, very profound. It's not like, oh, we didn't know the Metzius of Kuta Chabavli. You don't need a Gemara for that. You know, just do a taste test or whatever it is. But maybe the idea is that Kuta Chabavli has the, we'll call it, in one respect, is Kazayis Vechilas Pras. In terms of the density or the concentration of the taroves. Now, if you were to take a typical food, which, you know, wasn't more difficult to, you know, to, I'm trying to get back. Okay. And that isn't more difficult, you know, when they say, oh, you know, a light bulb went on. They probably mean it literally. The if you were to take a more typical food, I hope this isn't a distraction, then there would be the concentration of Kazai Sechilas Pras. Kutachabavli, whatever that is, whatever that proportion is, Kutachabavli, just you don't eat it that way. So that's like an objective question, whether Kazai Sechilas Pras is dependent upon like a low plug, you know, concentration for most foods, or whether, you know, it depends on the individual food. Maybe, or maybe something else. Maybe what the Gemara was trying to say is something really profound. That's what I'm going to suggest, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't call it profound, for the Rambam. And that's maybe what the Gemara is trying to say is we always knew that an Achilas Agavra takes more than a pras to consume a kazayis. But we thought for Lagabi, this particular din, and especially in light of the Moda Chachomim part of it, Havamina, that this is enough. And I'll explain what I mean in just a minute. And maybe it still is in some other contexts. And I'll explain that too. That's what I mean by the Ramach, you know, in Perek Dalid, and these things really kind of, you know, coming together. Oh, okay. So, basically, the challenge is to read these two points in the Gemara, the Moda and the Hava Mina B'Kazai Sechilas Pras. By the way, with regard to Kazai Sechilas Pras generally, there is such a question, you know, even the Halacha, like the Mishnah Melech already raises this question. Let's say you have something hot. If you drink it cold, you know, if you get iced coffee, you know, you can gulp it down, you know, or iced tea, you know. And if you drink, if you drink it hot, you know, so you have to nurse it along, right? What's the din of Kazai Stechilas Pras? You know, let's say of we apply the same ideas in our Gemara about Kutachabavli, Kamashaterlei, that it's Shelo Kederech. Let's say you have a Chefza that can be eaten more than one way. Or let's say you have the other way. Most people eat a certain Chefza in a certain time, and this individual, takes him much longer. But I'm suggesting something different. I'm suggesting that's not the issue. In other words, how we are magdir, because I say Chlis Pras, Lagabe, Tzirufa Gavra is not the issue here. If you want it to be, then there are those parallels. Okay. So what really is it? Oh. So let's go back for a second and analyze the Riff and the Rambam as we had begun, and then just elaborate a little bit more. So the Riff has two chidushim, as we already saw. Yonatan, Kurtz, two chidushim of the Riff.
Second, getting it open.
At least you've got light. I'm sitting here in the dark, a little bit like Josh, you know, in the old days.
Yeah. So on one hand, it seems to me that he puts Rabbi Elazar's opinion that karis is only for real chametz as opposed to taroves.
The biggest chiddush is the second chiddush, and the one, and that's and both these chiddushim are picked up by the Rambam, right? Mm-hmm. The second one is that there's no kares if you eat kazayis mechtei achilas pras of tarovas chametz, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And what's the first one?
And the first one is that you would think that the way I thought it was that the first one was that you would think it's an onish karis, and then from the pasuk of ki kol ochel chametz nechersa comes to teach us that it's that with chametz gamur it's an onish karis, and with tarovis you're over on a lav.
In what case, kedei achilas pras or without kedei achilas pras for the Rif, for the chachamim?
Oh, for the chachamim.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Rif, because the Rif
okay, passes on the Chacham. So with the Chachamim, I thought that he was saying that according to the Chacham's opinion, and that if there's no disaster, like the Bavli, then there wouldn't be Malchus. But if there is a Kedayis Be'achas Pras, even according to the Rabbanon, and it's considered to be Asrama, and you would get Malchus.
Malchus Belikaris. That's the bigger Kiddush. That's the second one. But what's the Kiddush? And if there's no Kedayis Be'achas Pras?
It's Be'achas Pras. Israma?
Yeah. So Isra Be'alma, how does that stack up with Potter below Klom? So obviously the Rif interprets that Potter below Klom means Yonish. But there is an Iser. Correct? So that's our two Chidushim. Potter below Klom doesn't usually mean Iser. It can, but it doesn't typically mean that. Below Klom, if you're more emphatic, that's what I was trying to say before. Right? So we already saw that the Ritva has two deos. The Ritva assumes that the Rif, Iser, is Chatzishir. And he has two deos, whether it's Darais or Drabanan, given that it's Betarovas. That's why I made reference to, we talk about the Rash and the Radvaz. Correct? You know what I'm done? Yeah. I already was, Matil Safek about this. Yes, Tuesday, when we talked about it. And I, again, referred to earlier that I'm not so excited about this. And the Rambam holds this way too. Right? Why am I not excited about this? Okay, for the Rif, it's hard to know because we don't know enough about the Rif's general view of Chatzishir to pin things down. Okay, but we have a lot more information about the Rambam. Right? Seth, what do you think? The Rambam also says that that it's Osir, right? Seth?
Yeah.
He says both Chidushim. The most important Chidush is the fact that Kedayis Be'achas Pras is Belav and not Bekaris. Clearly. But, we're going to try to go for all of it, Seth? In light of the Rambams that we've seen,
Could you repeat the question again?
Yeah. I'm just saying the Rif and the Rambam have two chidushim. One is that in the case of Kuta Chababli, where Rabbi Lazar thinks that you're loka and there's a separate lav, and the pashtus is that the Chachamim say potter below klum, that's what they say, the Rif came up with it there being an Iser. The Rambam echoes this Iser in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Correct? You have the language of the Rambam on the Iser part?
Yes.
Go ahead, Seth.
Bert, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so in Chaim Karis, Ella Alachilas Atmo Shel Chametz, Aval Erev Chametz, Kigon Kuta Chababli, Zechamidi V'chol Dumu Lehem, Midvarim Shel Chametz Mu'ur Behem, Im Achlam B'Pesach Loka, Vein Bo Karis. Shneimar, Kol Machmetz Lo Tachlu. B'Madvarim Mu'urim.
Losochelu.
Yeah. Losochelu. B'Madvarim Mu'urim, B'Sha'ochel Kazayis Chametz B'Toch HaTarovis, B'Kedei Achilas Pras. B'Kedei Achilas Sos Beitzim. Hu Shaloko Min HaTorah.
Yeah, so that's the Iser. Where did he get it from? That's the Rif. Correct?
Yes.
The Gemara says Potter v'lo klum. Okay. Either way, the Rif and the Rambam are mechudash. So again, is it now the Ritva said that the Rif was based on Chatzishir, and he just wasn't sure if it's Darais or Drabana. Could it be Chatzishir in the Rambam?
I don't think so. I think it's more of it's his own unique idea of Tarovas.
I think so too. Number one, he doesn't mention the eating of the Chametz, but he mentions the density, right, of the Taroves. One more time, Seth? That last line.
Aval im ein betarovus kazayis b'kadeach yilas lo shpeitim aho pisha aser lo la'achol im achol in a loka ela makanos makos mardos.
Correct. So it's interesting that he fought, again, we'll continue. We mentioned this already on Tuesday, and we're going to get back to it in just a second more generally. But he doesn't say that how much, he doesn't focus on how much kezias, how much chametz you ate, b'chdechilas pras. Right? He talks about the quality or the quantity or both, the proportionality of the terovis. Correct? That's number one. What's the next halacha, Seth?
The next relevant halacha or halacha zayin?
Halacha zayin.
Halacha zayin. Okay, I have it here. So it says, "Ha'ochach min ha'chametz atzmo b'pesach koshehu hareze aser min ha'torah. Shneimar lo yochel chametz."
Yeah.
Ba'bopikein enochayv kares o karban ela al kishir shu kazayis. Ba'ochach pachn kazayis.
Okay. What do you think about that? We spent a lot of time in that Rambam. Correct? What do I want from it right now?
It's giving a shear of what you're eating. It's saying you're eating a kol shehu.
Correct. Number one, it's eating kol shehu. Number two, it is contrasting. It says atzmo shochametz.
Yes, of course.
Number three, this is the Rambam's presentation of chametz, chatzi shir chametz, based on lo yachel in the Torah. Wouldn't it be peculiar that he's already dealing with chatzi shir in the previous halacha before he introduced the concept? Right? Moreover, the makor is lo yachel. Right? It's about atzmo shel chametz. That's where you get to the Radvaz business. Right? The Ram may just hold that this Tarovis doesn't even have, or at least Tarovis doesn't have it in chametz. Lo yachel. So we're going to say maybe it's the general din of chatzishir and this is the prati din of chatzishir. Maybe. It's impossible. I'm just pointing out that if you want to make reference to chatzishir, at least say kamosha yizbayer or something like that. You know, in a minute, again, we get to the Yom Kippur part, I hope. The Ram knows how to say Kemoshe Yizbayer in the next halacha, or in the next half of halacha. It's strange that there's a din of Chatzishir, you know, before, in the halacha before, the din of Chatzishir, which is described as Atzmo, which requires a separate Gzeres HaKasuv, Lo Yachel. That Gzeres HaKasuv, Lo Yachel, doesn't apply to Kol Machmetzes. And that this Isur and Halacha above is described from the perspective of the density of the Taroves, not how much Be'en. Now, of course, the density of the Taroves dictates, you know, how much Be'en you're going to eat, you know, in sufficient time. I'm not suggesting that they're unrelated. But if the point is the chatzishir of the Achilas HaBe'en, despite the fact that it's in the Taroves, why not just emphasize that? And why not flip the order? Or at least why not say Kemoshe Yizbayer? Okay. Looks like Simcha Leib has a partner. Who's that? Is he also?
My brother is here.
What?
My brother is here. Yeah.
Great. Nice to meet you. You know, you could be. You could share the co-hosting.
Yeah, it's why it's co-host. It's two of us.
Exactly. You let him in.
Yeah.
You didn't just let him into the Zoom. You let him into your room. I see.
Yeah.
That's a good brother. Amazing. Okay. What's your name?
Yosef.
Yosef.
Yeah.
No, like. Yosef Shmuel or?
Yosef Dove.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, Simcha Leib's brother is Yosef Dove. It's a great name.
And thanks.
Can we call on you also while you're here?
Well, I don't have
to. Okay, and I'm joking.
Just leave in a minute.
Okay. It's good to have you. Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is it doesn't, it's not impossible, but it's very, it would be very poorly, right, you know, organized and constructed if that's what the Rambam meant. Okay. So, well, of course, this is all cumulative evidence. So now, of course, let's go back to the main point in the Rambam and the Rif, which is where's the Kares? I mentioned our three questions. Where's the Kares? Right, Yonatan? What were the three questions in the Rambam and Rif?
The three questions was, one, if you're eating gezeis b'chlei pras, why is that better than any other achilas dalar ha'isur, such as pigol, nevil, and nosar, why is that not kares?
You should get the full kares, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Who asked that question, by the way?
Was it the Yad Chazdaka?
What?
I'm not positive. Was it the
you see the, did you guys see the Sefer Mitzvahs?
Yeah, was it the Yad, it was the Yad HaChazaka on the Sefer Mitzvahs?
No, the Ramban.
Oh, fine. I thought it was Ramban.
But this is the question of the Ramban. It's also the question of the Ramach. I mean, it's a question of everybody, but they articulate it very strongly. And the Ramban says it, like, why is this different than Kol Torah Kula, where the Tziruf Lashir? Right? Ramach and Ramban both ask, and everybody else. That's question number one. That's the most powerful.
Rebbe?
Greatest difficulty.
So, I'm sorry, is it not clear that from the Rambam in Machalos Asuros that he thinks there's never Kares?
Who?
The Rambam.
No, but we'll get to it. What's clear is that he thinks there's a lav. It's not clear that there's no Kares, but it would be strange if there was Kares every time there was a lav, right? But we'll discuss it.
Because the question, all their questions assume that the Rambam doesn't just paskin that a kizayis bichle achilas pras is only going to get you malchus, but can never get you more than malchus.
Right. They're assuming that you're not chayiv karis as well.
Right. I think it's a good assumption. The Rambam is like that.
It's not mukrach. We'll see in a moment, but it definitely is a very good assumption. But we'll get back to it in a second. 100%. Right. Good point. Okay. So that's one. That's the biggest question. The other question is, what is the Rambam? Does the Rambam paskin like a blazer, or does he paskin like the Chachamim? Right, Yonatan?
Mm-hmm. I thought that. I'm pretty sure, as Rabbi said, it was why isn't he phrased the halach? He sort of seems to hold like the Chachamim, yet he phrases it somewhat like Rabbi Elazar, so we're asking.
Yeah, exactly. The whole halacha is written as if he likes the Mishnah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this in two senses. Number one, he paskins and Moneb Minyan Mitzvos. He's paskins the Lav. He paskins the Malkus. He paskins a separate Lav, both in Sefer Mitzvos Koteris and in the Yad HaChazaka. And Ramban, again, and Ramach, call him out on it. Anybody have the line in the Ramban? Or the Ramach, or both? Very quickly. Yitzhak Weiss, you have it?
Oh, yeah, let me just pull it up. From the beginning, or where he asks specifically about Kares?
Read both very quickly.
So from Vidai to Lomar, after he finishes quoting the Rambam?
Yeah.
So Vidai to Lomar, Shekishyesh b'chametz kezayis b'chadeh chilas pras, tzu'atzer min ha-Torah. V'nisar min ha-lav azel l'malkus, v'lo l'karis. V'chashe'im bo kezayis b'chadeh chilas pras, em bo malkus, she'inu atzer min ha-Torah, el yisrim in devreim l'malkus mardus. V'kach kasa b'chabara ha-gadol, v'o emas b'za enyon kulo ha-pech midvarav. Shachamit kishyesh bokezayis bechadei achilas pras chayavan alav karis levri akol veinu babri boyazeh ella hu ikar chamis shabatora lamalkus ulakaris lefishu kachamitz gomor vifnei atzma bavir amru kezayis bechadei achilas pras deraisa.
Meaning, what is the tarovas? Why does that get in the way? Why does that change the equation? As long as you're eating be'en kedei achilas pras, that seems to be the din and kol Torah kula mostly. Correct.
Right. Klomar she'enu batel umitstarif bein lemalkus bein lekarbon. Abel she'en bo kizayis bechadei achilas pras. So bezeh hu she'amru l'rabbis kudecham bavli she'charmadi v'chomet adomi v'riboy v'riboyos lemalkus v'lo lekaris. V'heim od divrei Abelazar v'en halachakein shehu ha'omer al halav dagum gamor anishkaris v'al yirvu b'lav. V'halav hu komach metas lo sochelu. V'ha'alacha k'divrei chachamim she'heim omem al chamet dagon onish kares al yirvu b'lo klum.
So where's the kares? And why is he speaking as if he, and paskening like Rabbi Eliezer?
V'hinei hu pater v'en aloka klam in atorah, shachachamim in lahem rivoy lav b'tero b'schametz klal, ela o nishkaris, o pater. V'perish yiskiro d'rabon lo darshi kol, v'halav hazeh, l'divreyem kol machmetz t'en li'el sh'nishchametz me'ilav, chem t'adi d'varachem minayin tamilomar kol machmetzes.
Right.
So they don't have the pasuk v'chlal for the lav.
Yeah.
V'chein kizayis b'chadei achilos pras, chayovin olav b'chol yisun sh'b'torah, Bain Malkus Bain Kuris Kamosha Amr Bakhlalan, Kol Shitama Marsha Asir Velokin Olav, Vizeukizaias Bhtechios Pras.
Meaning there's a third question. Number one, where's the Kuris? Number two, how does he it sounds like he's passing like the Chachamim. And by the way, that's a problem for Nischa. In the Gemara itself, the Gemara says, and you know, that the Chachamim don't darshan Kol Machmetzes, they use it for Nischametz Me'elav. So it's obviously not true that the Chachamim have their own version of Tarovas Chametz. That's Ramban's question. We're going to answer that, right? What I'm going to answer is to suggest that when the Gemara later on introduces Kazayis Achilas Pras, and when they say it as if Chachamim are moded to Rabbi Lazar, that the Rif and the Rambam took notice of that, and they felt that that is a total change in the direction of the Gemara. Originally, the Gemara thought that when the Chacham said Potter v'lo klum, right, they rejected the whole thing. Once the suggestion was made about Kazayis Techilas Pras, and then even again that maybe Kuta Chabavli qualifies, even though practically we know that it doesn't, I'm suggesting that's a transition for the Rama. And therefore that changed. Maybe it changed the v'lo klum too. Right? But that's the second question. The third question is the question that he asked, which is, and for Tamo Umamosho, mean Kazayis Techilas Pras, that's a din klali. You don't need Xerus HaKasa for that. Right? That's a question a lot of Achronim asked. The Gra was of the opinion that this is maybe according to the Rambam, this is the Makar of Tamo Umamosho. That's one way to answer the question. The Kesef Mishnah, Kier, has a very radical suggestion. Anybody see it? Yitzi? Popstick? You saw it?
I did not have a chance to, sorry.
It's in Nosa Kalem. We're all fasting because they're all scrambling. It's such a difficult. How about Eitan? Any of the three Eitans? Eitan Northman.
It's me. I didn't see it.
Anybody? Ellie? See it? No? Any of the Ellies? Okay. Gavi? I think it's Kesef Mishnah. Am I getting it wrong? Kesef Mishnah says that that the Rambam is talking about Achila Shelo Kederach. Is that the Kesef Mishnah, or am I getting it wrong? No one's nodding. It's not a good sign.
Rabbi, doesn't the Kesef Mishnah say that the Medubar is a Tarovas without real tam, but Kiyua Behalma? As opposed to, so that's why
I thought other Achronim said that.
I saw somebody in the Menchas Chinuch quote that in the name of the Kesef Mishnah.
Oh, no, I think the Merkava Samishnah, not the Kesef Mishnah, the Merkava Samishnah says that. But that's great. Noam, right? The Merkavas HaMishnah, quoted by other Achronim as well, says there's no Tam Kikar here in the Rambam. It's talking about Mamosho Beli Tamo, correct? Noam? Is that what you're referring to?
I'm not sure what Kiyua Ba'alma. I thought that means really Tamo Vela Mamosho, a weaker type of Tam. However you define Kiyua Ba'alma.
What's the language?
kiyua be'alma, like with a kuf. I don't exactly know the shorish of that word, but
yeah, I think he means that there is it doesn't have the tam. It's just that's what actually Merkavah's Mishnah does say, but the Kesef Mishnah, which is easier to find, says no one has it.
Yeah, I have the line. He says, "Linyan kushes haramban shehizgir maga yishlomar da'afagav de b'shar yisurin yalfin and the tam kicker minozer is there kra de chol machmetzas bepesach larabus hecha de sarifle the lo nima de bavla daito etzol kol adam kedam rabbanan miyuta de kolo chal chametz mukmin al hecha de sarif de miyuta mikaris rabbanan lo darshikla kol."
That's shaloka derech.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, good. So what's the point is that, you know, you can fight, you can join him or you can fight him. Is that the way they say it? Something like that. Meaning the Gra said, in Achanami, this is the Makar. If you can't fight him, join him. Thank you. Now, if only we can get the light to go back on. I think it's the bulb. Anyways, the Gra says that it's the Makar. Now, it's in Akhanami, but that's the joinum part. The Kesef Mishnah and the Merkevasa Mishnah and countless other Achronim, it's Kedai to go through it. Others also, they're just as fascinating things that they say. But the assumption in all cases is, if this were a regular Tama Mamasho, it would make no sense. You don't need a special limud. And it wouldn't be Chayv Kares. And you would be Chayv Kares. So it must be, even though the Rambam doesn't say it. Oh. Yeah. That's better than nothing. Even though the Rambam doesn't say it, the assumption is that we're talking about something which, if not for the Gzeres HaKasuv, wouldn't work, and that's the same reason why it's diluted enough that there's no Kares. Shelo Kederech, it's Mamosho Belotamo, there could be a number of other... You get the basic idea. None of those are appealing, frankly. That doesn't mean that they're wrong. And either way, it's fascinating that the Kesef Mishnah, the Merkavah's Mishnah, you know, that they thought it, that it could be so, of course is fascinating. I mean, we had the Radvaz. Was it the Radvaz? I'm sorry. The Rabach, sorry, who said that the fact that Torah Vasir is Bilav and not Bakaris is part of the Kula of Chametz being an Isur Zman, right? For the same reason that it needs Gzeres HaKasuvs to teach you Chatzi Shir and Isurei Anah and maybe other things, you know, so in a state of Tarovis, it's one down. We're going to get back to that idea in a slightly different formulation. But either way, you could tell these are very important issues.
Rebbe? In terms of the second question about Rabbi Eliezer and the Kol Machmetzas, is it possible that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is just quoting the Mechilta of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? In the Frankel edition, there are brackets, and it says, V'lashon Mechilta, Kol Machmetzas lo socheilu. And in the Mechilta, it does not quote Rabbi Eliezer, it just has it.
No, that very well could be, but it doesn't change. I mean, if you want to know like what influenced the Rambam, you know, to have a less obvious reading of the Gemara, it could be the Mechilta de Rashbi. Again, just like the Rambam was sensitive to Yerushalmis, he was sensitive to Midrashei Halacha, and so on. But in the end of the day, the most normative text is still the Gemara, the Bavli. So these other sources become a reason, you know, to reread the Bavli, but not to usually not to ignore the Bavli, is all I'm trying to say. Either way, the Rambam needs to be understood. So I do think it's a good Ha'ara. But in the end of the day, it's part of the, it may be part of the solution or part of the problem before it gives way to the solution. So it's important, but it doesn't solve, you know, the Gemara. I mentioned two other things.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Rebbe Avraham ben Arabim has a tshuva about this, about the Rambam.
Yeah, good.
So Rabbi Avraham ben Arabim wants to explain that the Rambam was bothered by, he wanted to explain Rabbi Eliezer that it's Shulkadech Achil, like the Kesef Mishnah.
Yeah. again, if that's I'm aware of it, but you know, I don't want to start talking about Hilchos Ishus again. But all I can say is that there's no hint of it in the Rambam. So it's support to the position of the Ketzef Mishnah. And it also is a testament to how difficult the Rambam's Shita is. But there's nothing in the language of the Rambam that implies that there's a Shaloka Derech here. Right? It remains difficult for the Rambam also, as we said before. Why does he quote the case of Kutach and Sheikh Ramadi, you know, and then only say Bamedvar Mamurim? Like, why use cases that you then have to discard, right, as opposed to just not saying straight out that there's this category Tarovas Chametz, if you have Kazayas Echilas Pras, Yechayv Malkus, you know, and if not, like Kutach, then you're not. Instead, he says, there's a category called Tarovas Chametz, it's Balav, you know, the example of it is Kutach HaBavli, except that it needs Kazayas Echilas Pras. That's just very peculiar. And he does it here, he does it in Sefer Mitzvos, both. He does it in Perek Dalad, which we're going to get to in a second, of the Chachamitz Halacha Ches, when he talks about Ba'irah. Actually, there he doesn't even go back. It's pure Kutach HaBavli. The Sheikh Ramadi and Zisim HaMitzri. I mean, the Rambam wants this Mishnah to be mostly, at least fundamentally, applicable to the Chachamit. Maybe the Chilta Rajbi, maybe the Mishnah. It's hard to have a Mishnah and say it's Lo Shaloli B'deo Chasa. Okay, but whatever went into it, it doesn't sound like Shalok Kederek. It doesn't sound like Mamasho B'li Tamo. It doesn't sound like the general Mokor for Tam Ki Ikar. And the fact that the Rambam, you know, expanded to the Iser without Chatzi Shir, sounding like it could very well be Doraisa, and that he quotes Kutach HaBavli, is very strange. Another example, just to, you know, add a little more, is the Rambam Macholas Asuros. Ah, Seth, remember? The Rambam Macholas Asuros regarding what? This is like, if you don't get this, it's not. If you get it, it's, there's no pressure here. If you get it, it's impressive. If you don't, it's not impressive.
Well, he doesn't think that chametz is a regular machal sasuros. That idea?
Well, no, for sure this is going to be what we're getting at. This is why it's part of our Agdama. That, for sure. But there's a Rambam in Hilchos Machal Sasuros, right, where he says that what? Chametz is aser b'mashu, right? I'm not talking about Chatzi Shir right now. I mean in the context of a taroves. Even Chametz B'mashu is Aser, correct? Based on what?
Based off of...
In Chametz Matzah, he mentions this, in Halacha Hei, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, right? But he doesn't tell you why. Although he does tell you that it doesn't apply La'achar a Pesach, right, even Rabbana. Right, but in Macholas Asuros, he does tell you why. What's the why? Seth?
Matirin?
Yeah, Darvish Shal Matirin. And then he goes on to add another Chiddush. What's the other Chiddush? Yitzi? Kopstick?
I'm not completely sure.
One that we already mentioned. Eitan? Northman?
I'm not sure either.
Eitan Sokolov? I don't see him in my boxes, but he's probably here. Avrami?
Min Bimino Min Bishena Mino.
Correct. Min Bimino Min. That sounded like Natan.
I was muted, and then I unmuted.
Oh, you're on mute. You're way too modest. So, Avrami, what does he say about Min Bimino, Min Shein Bimino?
Both of them are the Kol Shu.
Typically, the Din of Davashe Shel Matirin applies only Bimin Bimino, not b'min sheino b'mino. Correct? He says, however, when it comes to chametz, not only is it davar sheish lamatirin, which it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, but it is going to extend to min sheino. Because again, if that's the pshat in mashu, mashu in the Gemara is min b'mino, min sheino b'mino. Correct? Avrami, why? Why is that? You have a line? Avrami? I think you're still on mute. Who put you on mute? Simchaleb or Avraham? Or Simchaleb's brother may have put you on mute. Yosef Dov.
Unmuted. The line is... Hold on, let me pull it up.
We're coming to a conclusion with all this. We're gonna getting. I hope we're getting somewhere. I'm not just asking a lot of questions, or at least I'm not trying to. I'm trying to build a case. Rami, you got it or not?
Jenner, I don't. It's Tess. Oh, it's Tess.
Matthew, you have it?
Yeah, as long as Yosef Dov doesn't mute me.
Okay, go. I think Yosef Dov's partial to you.
I hope. So he says, Yearly Sharfilo Dovish Shish Lamatirin and Asara Bishin Amino Vlanos and Tam Motor. Well, yes, that Shish Lamatirin Hammer Mitavo Shari Epshil Takno. Bapa P. Kane Shlubamino, but no same time come should be Arno. Valtis Malchamitsa Pesach Shatara Amra, Komach Matzes Losohelo. The Ficha Chmirbo Kamo should be Arno.
What do you think about that?
So he's calling Komach Matzes again.
He's quoting Kol Machmetes, which is supposed to be just for Neschametz Me'elav, according to the Chachamim, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So it, at minimum, this has to be mentioned because, Matthew, right, it's totally Lishitaso
that he's applying
Kol Machmetes to Taroves, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it a coincidence that the Rambam, you know, blurs the debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? You know, seems to be upholding and counting, you know, a lav of Kol Machmetzes for Taroves has, you know, substantive and style presentation indications that something major is going on. And then he also quotes it in Macholos Asuros to explain another Chiddush that Davar Sheish Lamatirin applies a Min Sheino B'Mino? Not likely. Correct? There's something about Kol Machmetzes, Taroves, that also allows Davar Sheish Lamatirin to extend to Min Sheino B'Mino. Why typically is there a difference between, Matthew, between Min B'Mino, Min Sheino B'Mino, and Davar Sheish Lamatirin?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
No.
Moshe? I'll ask some of the Yoredeya people, I guess.
I'm not doing your idea. I don't know either.
Okay, that's a good answer. But surely this is something everybody has wondered about. Right? Avrami. Are you learning your idea?
I'm doing either, but I'm not sure either.
Okay, Matan, what do you think?
Could be a question of stiros between things.
The Ron?
Say again?
The Ron in the Daim and Daphne Beis says that the chilk is that Min B'Mino, right, the two tastes can balance each other out, whereas Min B'Sheino B'Mino, the two sort of can go against one another and one can mevatel the other one.
True. I'm saying, you know, I don't know if we need the Ron and Daim for this part of it, but it helps a little bit. Okay. But what's the bigger point? The bigger point is that in Min B'Mino, so therefore what, Matan?
No, so therefore when it's Min B'Mino, the din of Bitulim don't apply. Right? Because
Min B'Mino, basically, we typically think, you know, that there's a din of Bitul. in a sense that it's a formal din of bittul.
Yeah.
And min she'eino b'mino, this is a huge, massive yardea issue. I mean, a issue of a heter issue, we'll call it. Min she'eino b'mino, we would say it's not a formal bittul. It's that if there's sufficient amount, if the shishim or tam kik or whatever you want to call it, tam, leheter, in min she'eino b'mino, there's not sufficient mitzius of the Isser. Right, Matan? You agree?
Well, but also it could be telling my folks to Narashba and Nara'a about how you understand, is Bittor going on the Tam or going on the, is it then Bittor or then the
for
Tam?
Sure.
But,
Pashtus. It depends on many machloks, but 100%. But the Pashtus is, Dov Sheshma Tirm doesn't apply to Min Shein or Mimino. Dov Sheshma Tirm applies to Min Mimino because you need a Maisa Bittor. You need to rely on the Rove or the Bittol, whatever it is. And that's what we say, whether it's the Rashi, in Beitza, or the Ran in the Darim, or what I'm trying to suggest, which is that both of them kind of need to overlap into each other, the Ran to explain Ravashi about, Sveika Drabanan, or maybe Svek Sveika, or things like that. Rashi to explain, things like Isser's man or other chilukim, etc. But either way, the point is that both for the Ran and for Rashi, the need for a formal bittul is neutralized, is what makes Dov Sheshel Matir problematic. Right? Wait it out. It's heter beheter, whatever you want to say. And Min Shein Amino is different. So clearly what the Rambam is trying to say is that min she'eino b'mino in chametz is different. And the question is why? Okay, so we'll get back to that in just a second. Moreover, in halacha, one other point, in halacha, hey, when the Rambam speaks about mashu, it is interesting that he talks about la'achar pesach, he explains that why is it that, again, the Gemara says on Daf Lamed, this is what we talked about last year, towards the end of the year, the Gemara says on Daf Lamed and Psachim, clearly, that if something is Nis'arev, clearly, if it's Nis'arev la'achar Pesach, right, even Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly Rabbi Shimon, would say that there is no din of Chametz Rav Alav Pesach. The debate of the Rishonim, I'll get back to this again soon for another reason. The debate of the Rishonim is, let's say you had Taroves Chametz on Pesach. What about its status La'achar Pesach? Now, this is what's clear in the Gemara is if you had a Be'en Chametz on Pesach and it was Nis'arev La'achar Pesach, right, then there's no Chametz Shor V'Alav Pesach. But let's say it was Chametz Taroves on Pesach and now just the time changed. And it's La'achar Pesach. So it sounds like the Rambam holds, this sounds like it's a Machlokes HaRishonim, it sounds like the Rambam holds that the reason why there's no din of Taroves and Chametz Rav Alav Pesach is because the din of Chametz Rav Alav Pesach only applies to Atzmo Shel Pesach, Atzmo Shel Chametz. I mean, the Rambam uses the expression Atzmo Shel Chametz in contrast to Taroves three times in a row. Halacha Hey, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, and Perek Aleph Halacha Zay. In all three cases, it speaks about Atzmo Shel Chametz, and he contrasts to Taroves. Two of them, it sounds like Atzmo Shel Chametz is singular, and in the third, it sounds like Taroves Chametz, is not enough. Either way, I'm not sure if that diuk is correct, but it is a little bit of a different emphasis, but it's three halachos in a row. So it's also curious in that respect. Okay. So what is going on here? So I'd like to say, number one, the first three questions that Rishonim asked, Ramban, the Ramach, namely, why do you need a separate law for Tama Mamasho? Why isn't there Kares? It sounds like, you're passing like Rabbi Elazar, but you're not passing like Rabbi Elazar. Those three questions mostly answer each other. right? Whatever is going on in the Rambam is also responsible for, you know, not applying the regular din of Be'en Siruf Kedei Achilas Pras, is the reason why we need a special din in Chametz, right? And is the reason why the Rambam sounds like Rabbi Lazar, even though it is a Chachamim, presumably. Now, again, if you give some of the more technical answers, if you like the Gra, you know, to the question, oh, this is the Makar, then that doesn't solve the other two problems. If you say we're talking about Shaloka Derech, like the Kesav Mishnah, or Rabbi Rambam, Rambam, right, or Mamosha Velotamo, or something like that, there are other suggestions in the Achronim, you might solve some of the problem. You certainly understand why you need a separate limud here. It still doesn't explain why it sounds like Rabbi Lazar, even though it is the Chachamim, or it doesn't necessarily explain that. So what I'd like to say, explain, is very simple. But if it's true, it's important. Let me go back to what I started with, the language of the Gemara. Originally, the Gemara thought that the Chachamim below Klum totally reject Rabbi Lazar. And the assumptions of the Ramban and the Ramach and the Nosei Kelim is pretty much that. Then, in the Shakavataria later, on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara discovered Kazayis Dechilas Pras. They said, ooh, if that's the Raisa, right, then the Chachamim should agree to Rabbi Lazar. And even in Kutta Chabavli, they should agree. Sof, Kutta Chabavli, Kazayis Dechilas Pras. Now, I already mentioned that for Rashi, there's a way to read those Gemaras, but it's a little awkward. It's not really mode because there it's a lab and here it's kares. And what did they think about Kutta Chabavli? They didn't do the, you know, they didn't know that they typically it's not eaten in that way. Hard to say. So just to illustrate it, I want to quote Reb Chaim Cohen. What is Reb Chaim Cohen? Anybody got a chance? No one got a chance to see it?
Yeah, it was in the Rosh and Chulin, Parag Zayin, Laman Aleph, I think.
Correct.
He said that whenever there's Kazayis Miftei Achilas Pras, it's Betzem a shear of giving tam to the whole Chefza.
Yeah. Meaning, what's a chiddush, what's the substance of Reb Chaim Cohen's chiddush first? What's a shita? What's unique about a shita? Then we'll talk about the explanation. What you said is correct. I just want to draw it out a little more.
That Kizaz Bechdei Achilas Pras is not simply like an amount of time to be Mitzar Fashir Achila. It's also a din in the time of the Chefza being Nispashet, let's say.
And therefore, practically?
And you would say the Heter Mitzar Fashir, namely that the Heter changes.
Excellent. Meaning, when the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Tama Mamasho means Kizaz Achilas Pras, so most of the Rishonim are of the opinion what that means is that there's a din of achilas, tziruf achilas agavra, kezayis, kedei achilas pras. If within the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, you eat a kezayis, that's called a tziruf of achila, and you're chayiv. That's a simple pshat. And mostly that should mean that you are chayiv as if you ate the be'en. The simple pshat is that the taroves is irrelevant then. Right? As long as the ben is not batel in the taroves, then it's just a question of whether or not, you know, you can ignore the surrounding taroves and just focus on the ben. That's a simple pshat. Reb Chaim Cohen had a different read. For him, tamo mamasho meant that if you have a taroves, which if you ate a pras of, you would end up eating a kezayis of the Iser, then all you have to do is eat a kezayis of the taroves and you're chayiv. That's what tama mamosho means. Or to put it the way Noam said it a second ago, right? It's almost a rehabilitation of the din of heter mitzaref l'Iser. Except heter mitzaref l'Iser typically don't paskin like. But if there's kezayis bechdei achilas pras in the taroves, says Reb Chaim Cohen, then it's like kulo iser, it's like nefach leiser, and therefore eating a kezayis of that taroves is mechayev you. Correct? Meaning, Reb Chaim Cohen understood that kezayis bechdei achilas pras isn't just a tziruf of achilas agavra. It is also, it is that for sure, but it is also a shir in the cheftza of taroves. There are two types of taruvios. There's a regular taroves. I mean, there are many types of taroves, right? And there's a taroves of tamkikar, let's say. There's a taroves where you have just be'en mixed in. Then there's a taroves of tam ki'ikar, right? And then there's a taroves of heter mitzarif leiser. And then there's a taroves of kezayis b'chnei achilas pras. So this is the chiddush of Reb Chaim Cohen. And mostly we don't paskin like him. However, we don't paskin like him because kezayis achilas pras is never a shir in the cheftz of taroves. Or because even if it is, or even if it is occasionally, right, maybe you also need to eat a certain quantity in addition. Maybe it's not just the proportion or the concentration, which is important. Maybe in order to be considered sufficiently eating a be'en or a particular kind of be'en, maybe it's important that you have a certain proportion or concentration. But maybe you also need to eat a certain quantity, right, for it to attain, let's say, the identity of that heftza. So maybe you need to eat kezayis, maybe you need to eat the pras. Not because you're being mitzaref, the kezayis of the be'en, but because unless you eat a kezayis of the be'en, there's no shame or not sufficient shame, taroves, robust taroves, if you want to call it, tamo mamasho taroves, of this cheftza. Okay? That's something to think about. So, for example, very interesting, the Rash on the Beis Amid Aleph, and the Rush in the beginning of Elo Overin, they discuss the question of Bayiro Bayimatze more extensively. We know there's a debate about taroves chametz. Do you violate Bayiro Bayimatze or not? Right? Rashi says you violate, right? There are different views. Rabbeinu Tam said you don't violate. But they say that even Rabbeinu Tam, Rash and the Rush report in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you have like Shechar, which is Kazayis Bechnei Achilas Pras, then you'll violate by Rabbi Matze. Why? Because it's kezayis b'chnei achilas pras. But we're talking about bayiroa. We're not talking about achila. Why should it matter whether this kezayis achilas pras? Miman of shach. Right? Either the mitzius of a kezayis of chametz in the mix is mechayev you by virtue of its presence, even if it's still considered not bata legamri. You know, its diffused presence should be enough. Right? So you might have said, even if it's less, even if you don't have kezayis achilas pras, maybe this is bayira. That is the shita. That's one day in the Rash on Beis Amid Aleph that we saw. He said, even if you just have, why shouldn't you be chayv bayira for kezayis, you know, a kezayis of chametz, which is nisari, even if it's more than kezayis achilas pras? That was one of the views of the Rash. We'll see in a moment. I believe that's the view of the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam. We'll get to the Rambam in just a minute. Or you might say, if you think that, you know, that diffusion is too diluting of the presence of chametz for bayira, so you might say that kezayis achilas pras isn't going to help you either. Because that's not about presence. That's about tziruf of ma'is achila. Why would kezayis achilas pras help you? But I think that there could be two explanations. One is, if you think that bal yiroeh is a siag doraisa of achila, so you might say, well, only if there's kezayis achilas pras, because then you're going to be chayiv. Right? But it's not a siag for achila if eating it wouldn't be chai for achila. I think that's an easy way out. But the language that the Rishonim use when they talk about Rabbeinu Tam being Moda sounds like what they're saying is, when this Kazayas Teachilas Pras, Legabe Bayira, that's considered sufficiently Atzmo Shel Chametz. Right? The rationale they go on to discuss. Would you, what bracho, inuchas brachos, what would you make? Would it matter if you have a taroves, you know, stam or taroves kazakhilas pras with regard to inuchas brachos? Inuchas brachos, that's not siag doraisa. Right? That's about the identity of the chefza. So the idea that kazakhilas pras, in addition to being tziruf in achilas agavra, is also sheer in the chefza of taroves, that idea of Reb Chaim Cohen, albeit not in the radical application, maybe that's not good enough for Achila, but for something that requires no chachut, presence, maybe it's enough. Right? So you could have three shittos. Even Kzai Sechilis Pras, Tarovis is not Bal Yiroha. Right? You don't need Kzai Sechilis Pras and even a less dense mixture if it has in it a kazayas, you know, in the whole mix, is sufficient for Bal Yira. Or you could say kazayas achilas pras is the shear, either as a siag d'oraisa or as a shear in the chafta. What is the Rambam shita? David, blank. What's the Rambam Shita about Tarovas, about Bayiro by Matzai?
So I think it's, I guess, a little confusing because in the Koteris he doesn't mention by Tarovas Bayiro by Matzai, but then the Yadach and then in the Mishnah Torah he does mention it.
Okay, number one, that's a good point. You have the language of the Rambam, Dalet Ches?
Yeah. Tarovas Chametz over an Aleh Mishnah Bayiro by Matzai, Don Hamoris, Vikuta Chabali, Vesachar Hamadi, Shaosno so min hakemach, the kol kiyotze ve'elu midivarim hanechalim. Aval davar sheish bo tarovus chametz ve'ein roi lachila hareza mutter l'kayimu v'pesach.
Okay, interesting. Number one, the Rambam has an interesting shita. The Rambam says if it's tarovus and nuksha, then there's no bayira. If it's be'en and nuksha, or taroves and roi lachila, then there's bayira. Okay? That's important. That's an important combination. But what's more very interesting about the Rambam, David, right, is what's the example?
Moris and Kutachabavli.
Once again, Kutachabavli. So you have the Ramach. First, let's talk about the question of the Ramach, and then we'll get to the answer. What's the question of the Ramach? David, you have it?
Yeah, I think he asks, I believe, was he asking that he was confused that why it should, wasn't he also asking like the Ramban that why isn't it Karis?
No, that he asks in Perek Aleph Halacha, Bob, I'm interested in 100%. But I'm asking now the question, how to read Berg Dalet Halacha Ches. Bayira. What does it say about Bayira?
I'm looking for it.
You have the Ramach on Dalet Ches?
Yeah, should I read it?
Yeah, please.
So Tarovus comes over and let me shun Bayar by Motsky on Kutakabali with Sakhar Madi and Morris, Haga. Tema Gadalhu. Zed Bichalilat Achilaso Kasa Bitchila Parak Kam Halakabav Sheina over Balav Afagodiksiv Kol Gabe Achila.
Wait. You know, so what does that mean? One second. I'm not finding it. One second. Here it is. Yeah. Tema Gadalhu Gzek. Go ahead. Debachilaso Kasa Bitchila.
Parakam Achabav Sheina
over Balav Afagodiksiv Kol. Meaning, if Kutach HaBavli itself, the Maskon of the Rambam is that you're not Chayiv Malkus, right? Although it is Balav. It is Beiser. Interesting, right? Alma. The low darish call.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so simple?
No. Yes, but like,
right? The gabe ri'iya, meaning ba'yiro, call, the low shumri boy, kasav sha'over balav.
So,
I mean, the Ramach is zeroing in on the Kutach.
Yeah,
he says the Rambam doesn't paskin kol even for achila, and all, and it doesn't say kol by Bal Yirah anyway. So all of a sudden, the status of Tarovus Chametz for Kutach is alive and well in Bal Yirah. That's really strange. By the way, does the Rambam really omit kol, not darshan kol? Not true. The Ramach is l'shitah, so that he had difficulty with the Rambam. But of course the Rambam passed Darshan's call. Right? And he has a separate lav of Tarovas Chametz. But it is fair to say that even though he Darshan's call, he Darshan's it in real Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras, not in Kutach HaBavli. Mostly. Except, is that even true? Not fully, because the Rambam did say that even in Kutach HaBavli, it's Asur. Okay, if it's Chatzi Shir, it's irrelevant. But I was suggesting it's not Chatzi Shir. It's a non-Malkus concession to the Chachamim. Right?
Yeah.
So actually, in Achila, he darshan's kol for Kedei Achilas Pras. And he thinks it's Asur. Even in Kutach.
Is Darshan Kol or just the general Pasuk of Kol Machmetzes?
Kol Machmetzes.
I'm saying, I mean, maybe the Ramach might technically be right about the word Kol.
Kol? Maybe. Well, what's the Drasha then in Kol Machmetzes?
Meaning it's an extra Pasuk.
Okay. Either way, but is that really relevant? I mean, let's say technically you're correct, which I'm not sure is true. But in the end of the day, does that matter? What's Ramach trying? What's the Ramach trying to prove?
I agree that either way, the Ramach's kash is very strange. But yeah,
the kash is strange. What he's really interested in is not whether you darshan kol, but whether or not you think taroves kedei achilas pras or taroves is a category.
Right. Also, is he assuming there's no iser achila d'oraisa at all?
Who?
The Ramach.
It sounds like that's what he's saying, but that's l'shitaso that he objected
right.
to it.
Right.
Okay, we're on the same page. V'shemi yesh lomar. Well, what's Ramach assuming?
Ba'yirah, right?
Two things. Number one, that the Rambam is normal. I mean, he reads the Chachamim normally, which is not true. Right? It's not true in Kedei Achilas Pras. It's not true even without. Number two, he's assuming that Ba'yirah depends on the shiur of Yisra Achila or Malkus, at least. Correct? The Magid Mishnah says, to answer this question, forget about the Ram always says Kutach, he doesn't mean it. He didn't mean it in Perek Aleph, he doesn't mean it here. That's the Magid Mishnah. He means Taroves Chametz. But it's only a case where there's real Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras, which is the case where he thinks that you're Chayiv in Perek Aleph. Not really Kutach. That's a Magid Mishnah. Anybody have that line? Am I making that up? Josh, out of there?
Yeah, which one? The one in Dalet or in...
In Dalet. Dalet.
Yeah, so he says...
You have the line Ubavadai Lefi Devarav Hu Adin Shein Over Alav Bikiyumo.
I read right after that.
Okay,
I started at Bavadai, but I just wanted to be from Kutach. Shein Over Ubavadai Devarav Hu Adin Shein Over Alav Bikiyumo Alav Bitaroves Sheyesh Bo Kizayis Bechei Achilas Pras. He says Kudach Zguvaraya, Osan Shehiskir Beperek Aleph, Sheish Mamidaz Bechilas Pras. meaning the way he read kudach there is what he thinks is a raya for the
Rambam. He means things like kudach if it had kazayis nechilas pras.
Right.
The yeshmin agonim svorim afilu pakus mikain over. The gamar isim bishem farz div rabbeinu kach. Afu bishen over bachilas o chayiv bebiuro. Shariyesh kazayis chametz sham. Afu bishem urav bekamazesim. Kach pirsh div rabbeinu haramach. That's not exactly what he says. We'll see in a moment. But that is the view of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, now the Magen Mishnah says Ramach's assumption is correct, but his reading, his emphasis on Kutach is wrong. It's really real Kazayis Achilas process. Because it depends.
He can't even imagine someone saying the in-between.
Okay. The Kesef Mishnah, correct. The Kesef Mishnah actually says this other pshat, like the Rash on the base. Anybody have that line? You have that, Josh?
Yeah, he says, V'li Yoser Misyashiv. He says the quotes the Ramach. The Avo Lavor Allah Bibayiroe, Kevin Sheovrin, Alataroves, Me'acher Sheyeshkan Kizayas, Mali, Shiye Bechdechilas Pras, O Yoser Mechilas Pras.
By the way, that's a great line. Because that's the Kesef Mishnah saying, that's a Shir and Sirif Achila. What does it have to do with Bal Yirah? Right. Bal Yirah is about presence. Who cares about Kedei Achila's Pras? There. It either is not going to help, or it's not needed. And he's choosing to say it's not needed. Who says that there is only Bal Yirah in something which if you eat, you're Chayiv Malkus or Kares? Not a Siag D'Oraisa. It's a Din of Bal Yirah. That's a whole different Chalos of presence. That's a Kesef Mishnah. What does Ramach actually say? Who was reading before? David?
Yeah.
What does he actually say in his answer?
It says,
keep going.
Dolodarsh call Aval Beguf.
Hadavar.
Gushadavar. Yish Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. Bekutach Abavli Mefarish Behedya. Ubizitum Hamitri. Kamo Kane Talia Shar.
Shilsa Saori. The proportion of Saorim. Your beer, you know.
Yeah.
The Kivan Yish Bahen.
Teish bahem chamitz, but in kuli high over bari.
Yiriyaso. In Bayira. Keep going. The chen yir mitzugas halacha.
Yir mitzugas halacha, the berasha perach, mari vera'iya v'ka'amar, gal ilo ovrim, or iso, lo shal v'gumara, ma'antana, kiban she'en ochel oso, kimal yidei, kial yidei, tibi'ino batala, Daito ella kol adam.
What is he saying? He's zeroing in on a point. That's why I mentioned the Ramach earlier. How would you characterize it? Well, what's he saying here?
That it's not on the actual on the ochel itself, but just how you're actually doing it. Doesn't matter how
you do with the fact that lemaisa. What he's saying about Kutach HaBavli goes to what we were saying. Remember, I asked the question in the Shaka V'Tari of the Gemara. The Gemara said, well, what about Kutach HaBavli? It's Kazayis Achilas Pras. And the Gemara says, no, no one can eat it that quickly. Unless you eat it, Shelo Kederach. So you need a Gemara to tease out the Metzius, of how quickly you eat Kutach HaBavli. Or the Gemara is telling you, Batal Dai Tzitzel Kol Adam. We didn't know that. Maybe. Oh, but in light of the Ramach, we can say the following. Kutach HaBavli has the proportion or concentration of Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras relative as a proportion relative to most foods. Right? The answer is who cares? But that's not the way you eat it. Says the Ramach, we care when it comes to Bal Yirah because Bal Yirah isn't about eating it. Bal Yirah is about the stature of its presence. Is there enough chametz in this tarovas that it stands out that it's a chalos? Meaning, the Ramach has a chiddush, don't get me wrong. Before we were saying the following, like the Kesa Misha says, Mali Mali, who cares about Ksai Sechilus Pras in Bal Yirah? It's a sheer Tzira Fagavra. According to Reb Chaim Cohen, it isn't.
So why don't
and
we
even if you don't want to go so far, just one second, as Reb Chaim Cohen, in terms of Chiyuv, doesn't mean that Ksai Sechilus Pras can't be a sheer in the Chafetza. Then you have the Rishonim will point out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you'll violate Bayra Bay Motzei and Kazai Sechilas Pras, and you might even make a Bracha Rishona on that. Okay, that still might be Kazai Sechilas Pras as actually measured within this particular substance by how much you would eat in a Pras. Comes the Ramach and adds another Nofech. The Ramach says, remember when the Gemara was weighing about Kuta Chababli? Yesh Dvarim Bego. Because it's the fact that it's proportion typical to other foods is because they Achilas Pras. The Gemara thought that that would be relevant. He doesn't say this, now I'm adding this. The Gemara thought that would be relevant to Achila, and they rejected it. Because Shaloka Derech. But that doesn't mean it isn't sufficient for an Iser Shehiya presence, because the concentration is the same as other foods. You're not eating it either way. As a Cheftza shel Taroves Chametz, now if you want to add, why does the Rambam say, now that the Rambam says Kutta Chababli, he means it. Oh, but if that's really true, if there were the Ramach, it's a great read to read in the Gemara. But then there's a better read in the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, Modi Chachamim, why are they arguing with Rabbi Lazar? If there's Kazai Sechilas Pras. Meaning, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar? Tzira Fachila? No, Cheftza Shel Taroves. So maybe the mode is a real mode, not Modi Yerchayev. Modi Yerchayev would be Karis, like Rashi says. Modi Yerchayev Balav. Meaning, if this, because I, maybe read the Gemara like Reb Chaim partially. Reb Chaim Cohen, the Ramach, the Rabbeinu Tam, and Bal Yirah. Meaning, this is how you read the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Abelazar, had to mitzarif le'isar. And that's a Cheftza Shel Taroves. And there's Gersa Kosov that says that even though there's no Kazai Sechilas Pras, right? The presence of Be'en Shel Chametz contaminates the Taroves and turns the Taroves here in Chametz, maybe in a few other things, right? Into a Chalos Taroves Chametz. Not Bekares, but Balav. So then the Gemara says, and if it was Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, even the Chachamim would be Modeh. Here's where the Rif and the Rambam perked up. They said, oh, that's not Potter Velo Klum anymore. What we're now saying is that fundamentally, you can darshan kol machmetzes as a separate lav and as a chalos of Taroves Chametz, where the substratum, meaning the surrounding chulin or heter, is no longer just, you know, that, a framework in which the be'en happens to be hiding, you know, and you're not encountering it, you know, sufficiently quickly to be chayef, or it's diluting it. No, there's, Komach Metzes teaches you that to a certain extent, the be'en is metame, not metame, it contaminates, it toxizes, you know, the taroves. Hetem Mitzarif Le'Iser works in Chametz, not because Hetem Mitzarif Le'Iser generally works, but because either the Rash's way or the other way, which is better, when it comes to Chametz, right, the connection to Chametz is also toxic. Not Kares, but Alav. Says the Rif and the Rambam, even if it's kutach haba, even if it's ketum, it's tarifli iser. It's not a lav. That's not the lav. But there's an iser in that. That's part of the kol machmetzes. That's the tafel part of the kol machmetzes. It's an iser daraisa. If you have kezayis bechdei achilas pras, right, then what we're saying in hetam etzarif le'isra on an isra level becomes a chiyuv and a lav and a malchus. So then the Gemara said, well, then why not even kutach habavli? Because you have the proportion of the concentration. Says the Gemara, maybe that far we don't go. Because it depends on the achila of it. It's still a din in achila. So legabe a taroves, which is also bachila, mishtar, kashatar, and so on. But if you had a real k'zayis achilas pras, it would be also b'toras chefzeh shel taroves. Again, why is there no kares still, or both, like Josh was saying before? Now the possibility of both. Because the answer is it's a chalos taroves. Typically, we'll get that in just a second. Typically, your mitzari, I think there could be two explanations. Your mitzari from a vacuum. Because all you care about is the be'en. But komach metzas, even for the Rambam, even for Chachamim, teaches you that there's a chalos taroves chametz. Maybe not a hetem mitzari for Easter on the lav level. Maybe that's only on the Easter level. But when you have k'zayis de'achilas pras, then the Chachamim are moda. That's why the Rambam counts it. Why does Rambam start with kutach and then say bamedvar mamurim? Because there's something true about the kutach. It's true and it's expressed in the Iser level. And it's true because it characterizes what is true on a normative level in the lav, in the malchus, just in the shiur of kazayis b'chayachilas prat. So when it came to bayur abayimatze, there the Rambam says, again, kutach. But maybe here, maybe the Ramach is right. Maybe in Bal Yiroah, you know, even though that's not enough to be the lav taroves for achila, it's enough for Bal Yiroah because you have the chefts and the proportion. That's not what the Kesav Mishnah says. That's not what the Magid Mishnah says. But it sounds like what the Rambam says. So now we can also understand a little bit, Hilchos Macholos Asuros and Davar Sheish L'Matir and Min Sheino B'Mino. Because typically Min Sheino B'Mino, right, it's not Bittol, it's Pokar, Nistale, Ka'iser. But what you see from Taroves Chametz is that Chametz doesn't go away so easily. Its toxicity is such, right, that it's Oser, it's Taroves. Even on a hetam et star fleeser in terms of iser, and when this kazayis achilas pras legabe bal yiroah, even kutach habavli maybe, and even legabe malchus and achila, when the cheftz of kazayis achilas pras, right, the taroves part becomes oser too. I'll explain in a minute. That's why the min she'eno b'mino is like min b'mino. Right? It's a bittul. The chametz or the taroves that was contaminated by the chametz is present. It's not like typical min shein of amino, where all we care about is the be'en, and there's not sufficient remnant or echo or consequence of its presence, which you usually have through tam. You don't have it. Here, that's not the point. It's still toxic. So that's Rambam Nachalas Asuros. Then the question is, fine. So now we understand all the answers in the Rambam, meaning, why does he sound like a Chachamim? Why is there an Iser? Why isn't this the regular din of Tam Kikar or Tam Alma Masho? But what remains difficult, I say I'm way over time, so I'm just going to stop now and let me say the two Mahalchim that I think are possible, and then I'll just, when we pick up after Yontif, I want to illustrate a little more through the Rav Yoz and the Minchas Chinuch and speak a little more about it. But the most difficult question that remains is the Ramach's question. Well, why don't you get Kares? I mean, Ram doesn't deny Kazayis Te'achilas Pras and Kol Torah Kula, that it's a Tziruf and Achila. I'm suggesting that he holds in Chametz that it's also a Shir in Chefza Shel Chametz. Right? Both for the separate Lav and for Bal Yirah, maybe even in different proportions or different ways. Same idea. But why no Kares? So I think you could say three things here. I'm just going to say them briefly. One is, Josh was alluding to before, how do we know there is no Kares? Maybe what we're being told is that there's Kares and a Lav. I doubt that that is true. But I think it's possible, at least. I think it's possible. More likely, I think the following two ideas may be correct. The first. How do we understand the halacha of Kazayis Te'achilas Pras? And I alluded to it the other day. Right? There's a view in the Gemara that Kazayis Te'achilas Pras is not Daraisa. What would that mean? What it might mean is that in order to be considered achila achas, you either have to have blia achas, that's pretty extreme, or an achila mimushachas of some sort. I'm not sure what the shira of that is. I mean, you keep munching, or maybe kederach b'nei adam when you continuously are eating. But kazayis achilas pras, which is a shira in time, that's not mitzarif. Okay, but we paskin that Kazayis Te'achilas Pras is Doraisa, and it is Mitzarif. And yet we find some discussion, are you mechalek, is it equal Isurim and Mitzvos? A. B. Is there ever a lechatchila of Bliya Achas or Achila Mimushaches? For example, in Achilas Matzah, this is a major discussion. In Trumas Hadeshen, Reb Chaim has a famous discussion about this. Right? Oh. Because I think that there are two ways to understand the din of Kazayis Te'achilas Pras as a mitzarev. One way is that the Torah is telling us, that the halacha is telling us, that it's one achila. In which case, betoras achila, there's no preference to bliya achas or achila memusheches and Kazayis Te'achilas Pras. Unless there's a din of simultaneity and seder of some sort, right? Or the Heftza demands Achila Kiachas. There would be no reason to have a preference because it's all the looser Hagdara, the Maskana, the Kzayis Echiz Prasa Daraisa, is a Maskana that that's all called Mitchila Viad Sof, Maisa Achila Achas. Or maybe not exactly. Maybe Kzayis Echiz Prasa is a Shir of Tziruf Shiurim. L'chiyuv, even if we acknowledge that there are discrete achilos. So you're eating more, not one achila, but achila v'atzof. So I think I mentioned the chinuch has a very interesting view that the minchas chinuch is troubled by when it comes to Yom Kippur, again, Yisuvei Daite, V'Nisan, etc. So the chinuch says that you have to eat the koseves agasa without interrupting more than Kazayis Te'achilas Pras. Michas Chinuch says, what do you mean without interrupting? You have to eat it from the first bite till the last bite, Te'achilas Pras. It sounds like the Chinuch thinks that if the first and last bite are outside of the Te'achilas Pras, that's also okay, as long as the time didn't go more than that between the first and the last bite. Is that what kind of business is that? I think maybe the chinuch, if he meant it, thinks, yeah, because it's not a din of achila there. It's a shir and yisuvei daitim. Anyways, just to make it clear, that shir, if it ever applies, is a shir and tziruf. There's a shir and hefsek, even, not even a shir and tziruf of achila. Oh, why is this important? When the Rambam says that Tarovas Chametz Kedei Achilas Pras, Yechayiv Malkus, assuming that there's no Kares, maybe you could explain the following, and that is, in a vacuum, Hume of halachic identity. So that's a din of kazayis achilas pras daraisa. You ate a little ben, you ate a little more ben, a little more ben, a little more ben, until you reached the sheer ben in your chayiv karis. However, if it is a mitzarev with an acknowledged different discrete oklin, then maybe if there's no vacuum, but there's a competing halachic identity, then you're not mitzarev in that way. And as if I eat, I'm not eating be'en only, I'm beating taroves. Now, if the taroves is just, you know, the framework, you know, it's what allows me to be confused about where the be'en is or how much be'en there is, then, who cares about it? What we really care about is the interruption or the disruption of the be'en. But if the Torah says kol machmetes, and the Rambam paskens, even according to the Chachamim, that there's a chalos of taroves chametz, then instead of saying, oh, you ate, a fifth kezias of be'en, what we should be saying is, oh, you ate, you know, a fifth pras, let's say, I'll explain what I mean in a minute, of taroves chametz. You ate a little taroves chametz, a little more taroves chametz, a little more taroves chametz, until you ate kezias de'achilas pras of taroves chametz. It's a different chalos. You're not going to be mitzarif to the be'en. If it was all one achila, you could say, who cares? Then maybe you bechayv twice. Karis and lav. Oh, why do you need to eat the pras? So I'm going to take it back a step for a minute. I mentioned that in the Rambam, say for a mitzvos, doesn't actually say you have to eat the pras. We noted we were medayik in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah and Yalach Hazaka. In both cases, he emphasizes not achilas abe'en k'dei achilas pras, but the taroves being k'zayis de achilas pras. In Yalach Hazaka, it's perfectly clear that you have to eat the pras. He says it. But he still describes the taroves as the focal point. And when he talks about, the Iser without the Malkus, he speaks about there being less in Kazayis de'achilas pras in the Taroves. That's because according to the Rambam, it's a chefsa shel Taroves. The stuff around it, the chulin, is part of the Taroves chametz now. In Sefer HaMitzvos, it's possible to read, I don't know if he meant it, it's possible to read that it's a chametz application of the Reb Chaim Cohen. The Sefer Mitzvahs can be read that you only need to eat a kezias of the taroves of kezias b'chdei achilas pras in order to be loka. That would be sensational if it's true. It can be read that way, easily. I think Josh wanted to read that in Yad HaChazaka. I don't think you can read Yad HaChazaka that way. But Sefer Mitzvahs, I think you could read that way. If it's true, of course, it answers other questions. Right? Why is there no karis? Because you only ate a kazayas. And maybe if you ate kazayas de achila, if you ate the whole pras, maybe it would be chayv twice. Or only for karis. But if you ate a kazayas of kazayas de achila's pras, that's a special din of tarovas. That's not the regular din of Talmud Mamosho. We don't paskin like Reb Chaim Cohen typically. We only paskin like him in Kol Machmetzas. So that would answer all the questions, and that would be the most sensational. But you can't say that in Yad HaChazaka because he doesn't say it. He keeps emphasizing the chefts of the taroves. But again, anybody who has to leave, to leave. I'm just going to speak very quickly about Yom Kippur anyway, for those who can stay. But it's perfectly clear in Halacha Vav that you have to eat the pras. B'medra morim b'sha'achal kezayis chametz b'tocha taroves. But it's betocha taroves. He doesn't say, why not just say, b'medvar mamurim, right? K'sha'achal k'zayis mina taroves. That's what he says in Sefer Mitzvos. Or just say, b'medvar mamurim k'sha'achal k'zayis chametz b'chdei achilas pras? Why do you say b'tocha tarovas? And why do you need to say avalim ein b'tarovas k'zayis b'chdei achilas pras? Not in the tarovas. It's achilas agavra. That he says in both sefer mitzvahs and here. So I'd like to suggest that as in Yad HaChazaka, the emphasis, everything we've been saying, in Machalos Asuros and here, what the Rambam is saying is, you need to eat the pras. I laid the foundation before, strategically. I said, if you disagree with Reb Chaim Cohen, you could say, because there's no din of Ksai Sechilas pras, other than Maisa Achila and Tziruf. Maybe that's what the Kasamisha meant. Mali Mali. Baliroi, what does it matter? Or no. You could say, Reb Chaim Cohen is right that there are two types of tarovios. One more dense, more concentrated, one less. Right? Rabbeinu Tam would agree with it regarding Hilchos Brachos and maybe even Baliroi. But maybe the Rambam agrees in Yad HaChazaka with it regarding Chametz, but on one condition. And that is you need to eat the pras. Since when did a pras become a shiur in Achila? Even in Lo Yeachel. This is not in Lo Yeachel. This is Komak Metzah Lo Sochelu. It's not that the shiur is the pras. It's that in order to have the experience of Achilas, Chalos, Chametz, Betocha Taroves, it's one way to say it, or Chalos, Taroves, Chametz, in addition to the proportion, you may also need the presence of a certain quantity of the toxic, noxious, spiritually noxious substance. If you're not eating a kazayas of it, then maybe it's not a chalos taroves chametz shel pesach or achila betocha taroves. Therefore, according to the Rambam, that's what you need to eat. But you're not going to get kares because either the chefts of taroves chametz or the achila betocha taroves, if you want to call it like a mode of just kind of language, that is the mitzaref here more than the be'en. So I think that's one approach. The second approach with this, I conclude, is that maybe we've been looking at the wrong way, and that the exception isn't the taroves. Maybe the chiddush is really the atzmo shel chametz of kares. Like some tamia mitzvos people are troubled. Like chametz is an iser shah, and it's bekares. Most machalos asuros, which are intrinsically aser, they're certainly aser all year round. They're belav. I mean, you have some chelav, you have others that are bekares. Most macholos asuros, even isurana, are belav, not bekares. The answer, of course, is, like we've been saying all along, atzmo shel chametz is antithetical to the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the cheiros of Klal Yisrael. Again, whether you want to do the Radvaz or Ibn Bakai and Ibn Shu'ab or my idea, either way. But maybe that requires, that's what we spoke about in Taroves, getting back to the Radvaz, maybe that really requires Atzmo Shel, the fullness of it anyway, requires Atzmo Shel Chametz. On Chametz, Chametz is Macholos Asuros. It's like regular Macholos Asuros. Of course, it's Macholos Asuros because it's antithetical to everything that Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. But as a result, even its tam is also bachila. But that's Macholos Asuros. Maybe a particularly, intense form of Macholos Asuros at that. Affects even Dov Shesh Lamatir and Min Shaloba Mino. But the full kares, of course, requires the phrase that the Rambam uses all three times in a row, hey, vav, zayin, atzmo shel chametz. So maybe the idea is that if you're not eating atzmo shel chametz, betoras atzmo shel chametz, even though you're consuming a be'en in the shir achila of kedei achilas pras, precisely because this whole din is so mechudash, that's not kares. The chiddush is what you need, the high level that you need for kares, not the special status of taroves, chalos chametz, right? Which is a din b'fnei atzma. Maybe the taroves chametz is a typical din, almost. So I think that both of these things may be true. You don't even have to necessarily, you know, choose from one to the other. Okay, so we'll stop here. I want to pick up after Yontif just for a few minutes before we move back to Bedika and start going straight. I want to pick up with some of the nafgamina between these two Mahalkim and the Rama.
Rabbi, just Nathan had a great
idea. The Karis is unique and requires Atzmo Shechametz Be'en Nikar, or and the idea that there's a Chalos Taroves, which is infects the Chulin. Of course, this idea of infecting the Chulin and this idea of Karis because of the story that it bears is totally part of our entire Hagdama, right? What is singular about Chametz vis-a-vis Macholas Asuros, the Kula and the Chumra? Yeah, Josh, want to say something?
Yeah, just Nathan on Rebbe's last point. Nathan had a good ha'ara that in the Lo Saseh Kuf Tzadi Ches, the curious line that Rebbe alluded to of Afal Pi She'enan Lechem.
Exactly. And I think I mentioned that line.
Yeah, you alluded to it. Yeah,
it's not even, it's because it's not identifiable Chametz. You might have thought that would be a factor even in the Taroves.
Right.
But it's not. And then the Atzmo Shel Chametz is a requirement both for Iser Bin Isara, Iser Taruvaso La'achar Zman, you know, and for Karis versus Malkus, and also for Chatzishir, that becomes very important.
But what I was referring